True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
There was an awkward moment on air the other day, on Monday. Not on air, here.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought I would have remembered that.
Maybe those are every day.
I was going to
say, comment or something.
Well, that really was funny. Nope. In fact, for anyone who was not sure what we're talking about, we were talking about how this goose, or I guess it was multiple geese, attacked some woman, like a 72-year-old woman in Texas, and she ended up having to get hospitalized for it. And we were talking about the goose and how Mark would like to take the goose by the neck and basically chuck it. Which I thought was hilarious. And you said geese don't have teeth, and my sister must have been watching the reel that we posted on Instagram, but we posted it everywhere. You can watch it. She sent me a picture of a goose, and it has some serious teeth. I'm going to text you this picture. I'm telling you.
It has these creepy tongues and these
weird-looking teeth.
A 20-pound bird is not intimidating me.
I get that, but it does have creepy teeth.
I've been flogged by a rooster. All I suggested was if you wouldn't get charged federally with it, you could just grab him by the neck and throw him away from you. That's all.
And
I'm not calling for goose abuse.
I said I would like to see you do that. The image of that is burned in my brain.
So
right
what
now.
Was controversial on air? Yeah, you have to tell us here.
Okay, this was awkward for an ESPN sideline reporter because she was interviewing Justin Herbert after the Chargers won in overtime on Monday against the Eagles. And as they all do, the sideline reporters, they're chasing after the quarterback or they're chasing after the player who, you know, kind of the MVP of the game.
Sure.
Trying to get that interview. And I want you to listen to part of this interaction.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
I know, but can we just talk to you really fast? What was it like to watch the interception there that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so so proud to be able to play for those guys. And the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
We know you were dealing with a broken hand tonight. You gutted it out. You were hit multiple times. How are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good. Thank you.
Okay, and then you can stop it. You can tell that he's not having it. And if you caught the beginning, it's a little hard to hear because the reporter didn't have the microphone quite up to her mouth, and maybe she didn't realize that this was caught on camera, but she's trying to ask him for an interview, and he says, yeah, I'm just trying to celebrate with my team. And she says, no, I know. Can we please just talk to you really fast? So he clearly did. He's required to by the league because he could be fined if he didn't.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't think so.
No, you can. You have to do it.
I think they're mandatory to do the sit down interview.
You definitely
I'm not
have to do
sure
those.
About the. And I could be wrong. I will admit I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong on that because
I thought I know for sure they had to do the sit down. I didn't think they had to do the.
Yeah, PR is so important to them. I know a major leaguer who I won't announce his name. I won't identify him, but he told me I had to do that stuff when I was in the league. And now that I don't have to do it, I refuse every interview request because I hated it, he said. So I think they are required to do it. It's at some level. But this guy should be mentally cognizant enough of the fact that if he was the star of the game or the MVP and the reporter's trying to chase him down for a comment, he's got to be a professional enough to stop and say, okay, this is my job. I just did my job on the field. My other job is PR for the team. I need to stop and do this 40-second interview with the reporter.
And I understand it's annoying. I get that you're in the middle of the moment wanting to celebrate with your team when it's a big win in right. overtime. But it's kind of a missed opportunity for the players who want to act like jerks or shy away from this type of media coverage, because we've seen, especially lately, where there's less team loyalty for the fans. It's more player loyalty. And I'm not sure if that's because of the presence of social media and so people want to follow a player, but that's a way that you could really draw a lot of attention to yourself and maybe even make more money. You're more successful. People like you. Or you can be like Marshawn Lynch, who you might remember, he, I believe, was fined because he wasn't wanting to do interviews. So he okay, fine, I'll contractually fulfill the agreement and I'll do them, but this is what he said.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
And that's allowed, by the way. You can, as long as you sit your butt down in that chair and you answer a question, you can say exactly what he just said. You can say, I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
I'm only here so I don't get fined. Just so you know.
That
so then
was
why
enough.
Make them do it?
Well, maybe you could argue that. But, I mean, even
during
the...
What do you mean, why make him do it?
If he's just going to go and say that, that's his answer, and they're fine with that, and he doesn't get fined for just saying, I'm here so I don't get fined, why make him do it?
Doesn't that look worse on him, though, as a player?
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. If you want to make it look like he is a bad person, go for it, but why make him do it?
He gets paid millions of dollars a year. As a coach, I would sit him down after that interview and say, don't do that again. Just don't. I'm your boss. We're happy to have you here. All we're asking is that you be media friendly after the game. It doesn't hurt your reputation. Answer a few questions. The team is earning the revenue off the TV broadcast that we use to pay your ridiculous salary. Suck it up, Buttercup.
I agree.
That's kind of what I'd say to him. I'm sorry.
During the World Series, my husband was watching and he was noting how they were interviewing the coaches. And I guess this isn't completely unusual, but they were interviewing the coaches in the middle of the game. So they're trying to watch, you know,
yeah,
a pitch.
I hate that.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I think this is going really well, or we need to work on this. Oh, hang on, let me turn around. I think he's about to pitch. It's almost distracting for the viewer to be listening to that interview, and they're watching the game.
That's where I would draw the line. Thinking you should be able to interview people during the game. They've done it in the World Series for years, where they've gone to the dugout, you know, during the World Series and interviewed a coach while the game's going on. Or they now I've seen them pull football coaches over during timeouts to ask them stupid, meaningless questions. Well, what do you think about the defense after they just got a turnover or something like that? I mean, it's just dumb. I don't see what that adds to the broadcast.
Yep.
But after the game, I think it's all fair game. After the game.
Agreed. They should have no excuse to not do an interview, especially if it's a 40-second interview. Now, lawmakers, on the other hand, they are not contractually obligated to do interviews. And man, some of them really are professional at dodging anything. I believe if you're elected, you should be required, I don't know if maybe required is a bit strong of a word, to do some sort of media. Like Joe Biden, I'm talking to you. As the president, you should have been required to do a certain degree, a certain level of media interviews.
Yeah.
You can't just skirt all of them. I'm not saying you have to do 10 a day I'm not saying there's a threshold, but it is very irritating when people elect these lawmakers into office and they just want to dodge you.
Well, that was an unusual situation, obviously. But, you know, basically you get to choose at the ballot box if you like what that person's doing, ultimately, or not doing in terms of access. It'll mostly be the haters that are complaining about it anyway. So unless there's a majority of haters, they get away with it.
But
they
access,
just get away with it.
But access or lack of access isn't what is going to be the deciding factor on whether.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
They're not someone votes for a person. They're going to say, well, he never does interviews, but I like that he is all about abortion, and
right,
I like the fact that he loves to let illegals cross our border. I support
it,
all of that.
Or I hate Donald Trump.
Or
one
also
of the
that.
Two answers. Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
Those are the
you know, here
reasons.
we've talked for 5 or 6 minutes about this reporter, this awkward moment, and all of the comments online are about the goose. Just so you know that. All of the comment, everybody's like, "Oh, you got flogged by a chicken. You somebody attacked my kid outside the transportation museum one time. A goose chased my kid. They are aggressive. I agree with that.
They are.
My only point is, it's a bird. Like if it was an alligator and had like teeth that could damage you, I would. And they could probably hurt a small child, but they're not going to hurt an adult."
They sent some 72-year-old woman to the hospital.
Probably because she fell while trying to run from them.
Go look at the picture I just texted you. And anyone listening right now, Google this, please. Google
I am bigger
teeth.
Than a goose.
And I know you're bigger. I'm just saying, it's an ugly-looking mouth. They do have creepy teeth and a little weird-looking tongue that looks like it has teeth on the tongue.
Barbs.
It's gross. It's like a dinosaur mouth. And they hiss at you. I'm kind of scared
waiting.
Of geese.
I'm waiting for the dinosaur tooth comment again.
No, I didn't say it.
It's coming. All right. I will Google goose teeth here in the break. But I still think you should, if you're one of those people that is terrified of them, maybe it's because it's a bird. I don't know. Some people have phobias about birds. Walk around and repeat this self. To act like Stuart Smalley and walk around and say, I am bigger than the goose. Give yourself positive reinforcement throughout the course of the day. That looks like a swan. It didn't look like a goose.
Kim asked me on Facebook to hold the phone up so that people watching online could see the creepy geese teeth.
All right, we'll investigate this in the break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really? Once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really? Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Life gets a lot easier once you start using Shipt same-day delivery. With Shipt, order from your fave national and local stores handled by shoppers who are detail-oriented and reliable. While they hand-select everything on your list, you get peace of mind and time back for anything. An extra cup of coffee, an extra hour to work out, an extra moment in your day to enjoy your way. Sound nice? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.